All right. Hi, I'm Ritzy.
Hi, I'm anywhere. I guess we're using our Twitter handles today.
We work on Mix.
We do, yeah. So we got to explain the timer.
So we have a timer. Mm-hmm. We have 10 minutes. If they don't get in 10 minutes, then they just shut us up.
They do. They clip us off.
Every show, 10 minutes. And he talks a lot. By the way. Oh, God, I think I'm broke.
You're struggling, are you? You broke our new timer already. You did break our new timer already. She broke our new timer.
Well, you're wasting time. Go!
Okay. So we talked about who we are, right?
Yes.
A little bit. But
yes.
We're going to know more about Ritzy. I'll talk about Ritzy. Ritzy owns the event.
Yes.
Her butt is on the line for the success of the event, right? All up. Full
so
stop. On the core team and all that good stuff.
Yes.
So
Mike owns keynote content. Woo. And everything else. No. We are two parts of a huge
yes.
team that
huge
work
team.
On Mix. And we're here to tell you about the show. We're on a countdown. It's actually we're at T-minus 10 weeks.
That's right.
To Mix.
Before the event in Vegas.
And tune in every week and you'll find out some behind the scenes things. You might win a free pass to the conference. Who knows?
Yep.
So it is this year, April 12th through 14th.
It is.
In Las Vegas. We're back at the Mandalay Bay.
Yep. So if you were at the event last year, Mix 10, we were also in the Mandalay Bay. So if you attended there, it's going to feel pretty much the same as far as space is concerned.
Exactly.
Yep.
Quickly. Early birds get the discount.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
mm-hmm.
sign up now, you'll get a free hotel night at the Mandalay Bay. And do it because there's another huge conference
yeah.
in town. It's called yeah. the NAB Show, the National Association of Broadcasters. So hotels are going to go fast. So take advantage of the mixed block, the special discount rate, and the free night and sign up now.
And of course, you'd expect us to promote signing up early. But in fact, with PDC, another event that we do, we got a lot of people who were dissatisfied because they didn't sign up early enough.
That's right.
So this is kind of fair warning.
We sold out.
And NAB is a big conference, so there's a little bit of a risk there. Sign up as soon as possible is good advice. I also want to mention that on the 11th, so that's the Monday before the event starts, if you pay $350 extra, show up a day early, we have 8 boot camp sessions that we'll probably
yeah.
talk about in detail on a later show.
Yes.
But these are a chance to sit down for 3.5 or 4 hours in the morning and go through some deep training with third parties and Microsoft folks, and then do the same thing but with a different topic
in the afternoon.
So for $350, you get a full day of extra training on 2 different topics. And those are posted up online right
abstract
now.
Abstract speakers.
Yeah, and that's live.visitmix.com is the site to go to where you can find all of this great information.
Speaking of keynotes, Mr. Keynote Owner,
yes.
we've already announced a couple of folks who are going to be at the show this year. Who are they?
Joe Belfiore. So, again, if you were there last year and you heard us announce Windows Phone 7, Joe is the guy up on stage. Joe will be back, and he'll have more to say. And, of course, we'll learn more about that as we get closer and closer to the event. We always have to hold our secrets back. And then Mick's favorite veteran, really. Scott Guthrie, the goo, who wears his red polo shirt. Maybe he'll wear it again this year. talking about all the web platform technologies and Silverlight, the development platform for the phone, and probably more.
That's not all. We'll be announcing more folks as we go.
That's right. We're
Stay
still
tuned.
Working through our keynoters, so we'll probably have another one or two that we'll have to announce before the event.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what else?
What else do we have on here? We've got where to find information. We already talked about the site.
Yes.
Of course, tuning into this show is one way to do it.
Twitter is a great way to find information about the Mix event.
And you can go to twitter.com/mixevent. So
yes.
@mixevent is the way to talk to us. And Amy Conklin on our team
yep.
monitors that, daily.
Oh, yeah.
So if you've got a question, you can always
We're listening.
Twitter. And Amy actually responds very quickly.
Speaking of Twitter, I want to announce how to win a free pass to Mix.
Ooh,
through
free
Twitter.
Passes, free passes. We like
so,
this.
So, the name Mix, the name of our conference is fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's purposely kind of a short, catchy name that's supposed to be about, the worlds of developer and design, blurring, mixing
mm-hmm.
things up.
Mm-hmm.
But the word Mix is also interesting because it can be a radio station, it can be a nightclub, it can be a restaurant, it can be a magazine. And so we know that back in your city where you live, there's something probably called Mix that is not the Microsoft Mix Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to see pictures of it. Take a picture of it, post it on our Twitter account with our hashtag.
Yep.
And we're going to take a look at it. And the one that we think is the coolest, for whatever random reason we choose, you're going to win a free pass to Mix. Then we'll announce the winner the next time I'm on the show, if Mike lets me back on the show.
So they win a free pass to the conference.
Yes.
They have to fly. They have to handle hotel and
yes.
all that.
$13.95 value.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. And let me be, just so I'm clear, this isn't a Photoshop creation of the word Mix.
No, don't cheat.
This is a photo of a real Mix.
Something mixed.
Written somewhere.
Yeah,
sign. Okay.
A newspaper, whatever.
Okay. It's funny. Where was it? I was down by Salumi in downtown Seattle, and they had a whole wall of posters that were Remix. So photographing something like that is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think it was Seattle Art Museum, Picasso exhibit or something. It was kind of cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. So a chance to win. That's awesome.
All right.
Other places. You can always email us, mix11@microsoft.com. We'll hit the core team. But you can always email mswanson@microsoft.com and
jritz@microsoft.com.
Right? So make it personal and send it to us. If you have suggestions about who you'd like us to talk to or interview maybe or even topics.
Questions, whatever you want.
And we'll pick up the Twitter comments, and we usually comment on them in the show as well.
We're here for you.
Matter of fact, Jennifer has one. She'll want to comment here in a minute. The hashtag, if you're just generally tweeting and you want the rest of the world to see it, it's hashtag Mix11, although our Mix account is Mix Event. So just to be clear on the difference there.
I'm bored.
You're bored.
Tell me about sessions. When are they coming?
That's a good question. So we are putting together sessions right now. The content team has met a number of times. Of course, we're in the middle of open call. Well, actually, we're at the end of open call, to be true.
Open call was really exciting this year.
Is. We've had over 15,000 votes as of yesterday.
Well, first of all, we had like over 200% of the amount of sessions submitted this year than last year, right?
Yeah, that's right. We had a lot more sessions than last year. So a lot to choose from. I think we published over 200 to the actual site, if you go count them right now. And we've had, as of yesterday, over 15,000 votes.
Yeah. Meow.
Meow, meow. Lots of cat clicking going on there. It closes actually tonight, the day we're recording this at midnight.
I'm excited.
And then the content team will review all of the, you know, the ones at the top. Last year we noticed that we had a bunch that were basically the same session. So we're gonna edit just to make sure that doesn't happen. We're not going to just arbitrarily pick what we want because we want to do what the community has voted for.
Right.
But we need to do a little bit of a review process, and then we'll publish those probably the week that this actual video airs.
Thank you for the huge turnout.
Yeah.
We were really blown away by that.
It's exciting.
Congratulations to the soon-to-be-announced winners.
And not only is it good buzz for just Mix and the event and it gets speakers excited, but we use this on the content team to actually figure out what topics people are interested in. So it provides great data even behind the scenes, even for people who don't really win. We'll look at those sessions, and if they're good third-party sessions, we may reach out anyway and just do a third-party session.
You bet.
So there's possibility that even if you don't win open call, that some of you actually might kind of get
it's
a call
very
anyway.
Very informative.
Yeah, it's very informative, and it helps us out a lot. So thank you very much. Now, I've avoided the question because the real question was, when does the first batch of sessions post? And I'm going to be a little fuzzy here because we're working through that first batch, but near the end of this month, so near the end of February, we should have a good chunk of sessions that will give you a good feel for what the event's about. And, of course, we'll put more out there as we develop more of these sessions.
So, Forward Animation.
Yes, at FWD Animation.
Yes. Dennis?
I don't remember how to say his last name. Sorry, Dennis. We won't try.
He did this amazing thing.
Very cool.
He created this cartoon about, and it's up, if you look, go and look at the, if you do the hashtag search for
Mix,
you'll find it, about the types of people that come to Mix. And we loved it. Everyone on the core team loved it because we could so relate to this.
Top job, by the way. That was a great job.
Awesome. So funny. So when did you start?
Well, the first one's the Buxtonites, right at the top, right? Bill Buxton has been a feature of the conference for a couple of years. Bill absolutely loves the kind of conference that Mix is. And just seeing Buxtonites reminds me of Bill Buxton walking down the hallway at Mix, and everyone just wants to talk to Bill. And Bill wants to talk to everybody. So I remember we actually, I think, had to escort him away because he needed to get a flight or something at a prior Mix. But there were so many people who wanted to talk to him, and he wanted to talk to them, that it was a little bit of a weird thing. But love the Buxtonites.
I love it. The awkward developer.
Never seen any of those. I might have been one of those actually in prior years. Definitely the awkward developer. We get developers there, of course.
The fanboys.
Yep. And the fanboys, by the way, we don't have to tell them about the early bird discount. They know the early bird discount. They do it every time.
Everything.
Matter of fact, they've probably already signed up.
In fact, before we actually officially launched registration, we had a few who have found the URL and actually registered before we actually opened up registration.
That's a fanboy.
The Oh My God Vegas guy who's never been to Vegas before, maybe parties a little too much.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we do have a party. We haven't announced where it is yet, but we will have
more
a party.
More to come. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it will be cool.
Actually, it really is going to be cool.
It is going to be cool.
The giant whiner. This one in particular was close to my heart. This is the person who you can never please. The room is too cold. The breakfast isn't good enough, you know.
And whiners are obviously a funny way of talking about them, but we actually, you know, survey all this information. We do process all this information.
I pooped my pants.
Yeah. That was a funny drawing in there. But, we take that feedback seriously. So while we do laugh at some of these things, we do listen to it. But it's dead on. It really is dead on. Forward Animation has obviously been, I hope, to a few Mixes in the past because he's really nailed it. He's done a fantastic job there.
We love that kind of stuff for the community. That kind of stuff is rewarded, by the way. And keep it coming. It's so much fun.
Yep, absolutely. Keep it coming. So what other stuff do we have here?
Well,
We've got lots.
So the timer's not working. I'm sure we can talk all day.
Actually, with boot camps, we talked about boot camps already.
And we'll have the person who's been managing the boot camps on a future show to really go into detail on those.
Oh, here we go. I think this is a good one because I get this question all the time. Who attends? You know, what do you get out of Mix?
What is Mix?
Yeah, because we assume that people are watching the show maybe have been to a Mix before, and that's not always the case.
Absolutely.
So Mix, go ahead. Go ahead, Honor.
So Mix is the one Microsoft conference that is absolutely 100% focused on the web, and the consumer web in particular.
Yeah. Consumer web meaning, you know, not necessarily intranet, although you
outside the firewall.
You can certainly apply a lot of what we talk about to intranet scenarios, and we've seen that. It's really about, you know, the other companies in the world that project out to the web, which is almost every company nowadays.
That's
the web
right.
is just everywhere.
And of course, you're going to find that kind of content at other Microsoft shows or other events,
yep.
but this one is 100% about the consumer
yep.
web.
And we find designers and developers. That's the blend that we get. We get some other types as well, but those are the two that we really kind of focus the content on.
Absolutely.
So if you're building or designing a consumer-based web experience, Mix is absolutely the right event for you.
And who comes? People from Netflix, Adobe?
Oh, man. I actually printed out the list because it's an impressive list. I'll just read a few of them. Hulu, BBC, Wall Street Journal, 1323, Dig, Frog Design, Facebook, Adobe, Schematic, Netflix, Fidelity, Amazon.com.
Stanford, Google.
O'Reilly Media. Yeah. McCann World Group.
You
a
got
lot
it.
Of design
Everybody.
Agencies.
Sees me. Design agencies.
UPS. I mean, the list goes on and on. So
you should be there.
Great. Set of peers actually to interact with. If you've ever wondered about, you know, what does it take to run one of these sites or build one of these sites, we have a lot of network opportunities at things like the party or just walking around in the hallway because Mix is kind of an intimate, smaller event, although we're still talking many thousands of people. It's smaller than our major, major events, so you get to run into these folks and network with them, especially with the networking tool we're introducing this year.
We're getting the hook.
Yeah.
Those are 10 minutes.
So that's
See you soon.
See
Bye.
Ya. Bye.